is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, August 12, 2007. This is a live show, and they call in is 800-313-9443. We can do it on iPods. You've got Casey satellites. You've got other ways to work and communicate. And of course, my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And before the show is over, Dr. Mark Serkis can give you his contact point. And this is a very important show because there's implications here that are real world. And I want to talk about this real fast, Mark, if I take the point, is that it's been decided by the regulations that are put out by the United States Secretary of Agriculture that synthetics can be used in an organic food production. This was first developed and as deemed invalid by the first United States Circuit Court of Appeals, and of course it was reversed on July 24th of this year due to revisions in the statute. It was a case called Harvey versus Jonas. The number of the Court of Appeals case is number 06-2738. And under the Organic Food Production Act, a product can be produced and handled without the use of a synthetic substance. But now you can add synthetic substances. And they now these synthetic substances have basic molecular structures that can be harmful later. They're not harmful now. They cover the fruit, or they develop, or they're in the seed of the fruit, which are really flowers, and they developed into the fruit. These particular elements are very important in terms of affecting the amino acid sequence on the Krebs cycle of the liver. And that's why I'm bringing them up. It means now that the federal court, first federal court of appeals, which is next up to the Supreme Court, has decided that synthetic compounds can be used in food. The reason this comes in is that most of the synthetic compounds have magnesium in them. What do you think of that?
You say that again? Most of the
synthetic compounds that are going in that are deciding by the federal court system is have magnesium in them. So this means that what we're getting is a synthetic protein moiety with the magnesium gumming into the body in another way. So the reason that your book is important is the fact that it's not just the calcium that's being changed. There has to be another amino acid change that occurs with the magnesium, and you can't do that orally. So that's why your book has come in at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving you another version of this. This is a very real-world problem. The whole concept of adding synthetics to organic food is a global issue. It is being fought in the French governments, parliaments, there in England, Germany, because most of the food in those parts of the world are radioactive because they have been contaminated by Chernobyl.
Well, not just Chernobyl, but you're talking about, we talk about in this hour, the threat of radiation. And this recent threat the government is trying to get people to worry about possible terrorist attack on the United States with a radiation bomb.
Mm-hmm.
This is ridiculous in the fact that you don't have to wait for anything. The United States government is exploding nuclear weapons all the time on American soil in Livermore labs.
Mm-hmm.
They're exploding depleted uranium. The United States Navy is exploding depleted uranium in near Puerto Rico, off the coast of Washington, the Pacific, and also in Hawaii on one of their gunnery ranges. Each shell that they explode is a little dirty nuclear weapon that goes off. And
yeah, we're gonna talk about this after the break and talk something else about your book.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
This is Parker Pathways, August 12, 2007. This is a live show. We have Dr. Mark Sirkis on air, who has written the Transdermal Magnesium Therapy book and the whole thing. And I was just mentioning about the radiation of the food and how it's tying in with the different organic substances in the food. You have on the alpha lipoic acid on page 110 of your book, is something that normally isn't written that way, and it's totally correct what you've written, but the idea of how it prevents radiation damage from the various aspects of the way the molecule is constructed. And I think that this is very important for the public to know. Your chapter on chelation and detoxification is one of the best I've ever read, and I've read a lot of this kind of material. So I just want to compliment you on that.
Oh, thank you.
Go ahead.
I'd like to take a step back and put something in context. First, the book. The magnesium book actually is the first chapter of my medical course, Survival Medicine, which I'll be releasing in September. Together with the magnesium book, it's about 1,900 pages.
I hope you send me a copy of that.
Okay, I will. And there are many things we're bringing up, and I'd like to, you know, talking about survival medicine and magnesium in context, because we start talking about the bromide and the acidity and the water and cancer, and One of the things I left out about oral care was iodine. But instead of talking about it as far as the mouth, I'd like to speak about skin cancer. And my protocol for skin cancer is two things, and including breast cancer: magnesium chloride, topical, and iodine, transdermal iodine and transdermal magnesium chloride are your sure bets for skin cancer. Both of them individually are effective. Together, and the effect, it's a multiple level effect, but we can, you know, when you talk about the science.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Now that's a new approach. We have a caller, Don in Ohio. Don, are you there?
I am here.
Hello, Don. Thanks for calling Parker Pathways.
I got a couple questions. Well, first off, I used to have halfway decent water. I mean, you can drink it and stuff like that. I mean, it had fluoride and stuff. I got my filters and stuff like that. Now, I don't have a Berkey yet, but I do have some filters. But the point is that my hot water a couple months ago started getting really, really nasty. And no one else is complaining about it around the neighborhood or anything like that. We're all on the same water line. It's not in the cold water. Is there something that is possibly in my hot water tank or something that's, you know, just basically breeding or what?
Yeah, well, I'll have to deal with it. Do you have a question for our doctor, Dr. Mark Serkis?
No, I don't. You were talking about water back when I called. So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The water being brown is what you're saying?
No, it's just it's so nauseating now, the hot water. You can't even put your face near it, you know, washing dishes or something like that. You know, you have to step back.
Yeah. What does it smell like?
I mean, sulfur and poop and, you know, I mean, but no one else is getting it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you probably will have to talk to your water district about a sewage line. Maybe there's something wrong with your sewage line. There are whole cities and towns in Texas, Arkansas.
But no one else is getting this around my neighborhood, though.
Yeah, see, the whole thing is that you have to look at your own sewage line and make sure that that there's not a break in there. And that's what I would look at. I think that's very serious what you're talking about.
I'm taking showers in this stuff, and I mean, I think I'm getting really ill on this stuff.
Oh, absolutely, sure. There are people in California. There are some towns in California. The whole town's like that, and it's because of the contamination within the water itself, and it eats the pipes, and you know, it corrodes the pipes in a different way, and then it produces different bacteria that are very harmful.
Only in the hot water, though?
Oh yeah, well, you can do it. Well, you've got you can do it in hot water too, because there are certain bacteria that are heat prone, and particularly when you have metal contaminations, which is something that we've touched base on with Dr. Serkis. Here, no. That's what I would do. I would pursue that. And I'd like to know if you'd be kind enough to email me to see what the water district says, because you need to get that sewage line looked at, Don.
Okay,
that's all there is to it. Okay.
I used to have like 600 parts per million. You know, I did my water test and stuff like that. You know, and that's why I decided to get a couple filters. You know, the cheap ones that I could afford right now. Mm-hmm. I will get me a Berkey here probably this next month, but I can't take a shower in a Berkey. But the point is, I don't know. I think it's wearing me down or something like that. I mean,
mm-hmm. Well, what you do is that. I have a suggestion for you. We bring in touch base with this. I know that we're talking about something incredibly important about your pipes, but also remember what I said. If you've listened to Parker Pathways enough, that we are processing these chemicals in our body, and I think Dr. Serkis has a good idea here about transdermal magnesium, applying this on your body to get that detoxification going. I'm not promoting his product or anything. He's not a sponsor or anything. But, I mean, the point is, no, he's right. And he's totally, Dr. Serkis is right. I mean, we are taking on the job that the water district should be doing. You know what I mean? I mean, we need a whole different engineering system on how we handle the water in the first place.
Now, who would
I make a suggestion to Don?
Sure, absolutely, Doctor.
Yeah, try cleaning out your. You must have a hot water tank. Clean
it
out with sodium bicarbonate.
How do I do this now?
Clean. You need. It sounds like you. I don't know what kind of a hot water system you have. Sounds like you need to clean it out, and I would suggest using sodium bicarbonate.
How do I ingest that into the system? I mean,
I don't know your system, but
it's just a water tank. It's like a 40-gallon water tank.
Open it up and just dump in a box of sodium bicarbonate.
Okay. Okay. Hey, thank you very much.
Okay, and thank you for calling, Don.
Bye.
Doctor?
Yes.
Yes. One of the things that. Leading in on sodium bicarbonate. You've done some work on that, and you probably want to talk about that. But the whole thing is and we will, and it's important. But this whole thing of survival medicine is our life force in the world today. Survival medicine to me is something that we just have to do. That's all there is to it. I mean, what you were mentioning earlier.
Yeah, if we want to survive.
And, yeah, that's all there is to it, yeah.
You know, the way I look at the kind of work I've developed, like the sodium bicarbonate is another thing like the magnesium that I met Dr. Tullio Simoncini. He's an oncologist from Rome. And he just came back from the United States and gave two presentations to doctors. And he's treating cancer with sodium bicarbonate, which is an amazingly inexpensive, safe thing. And we're talking, and this relates to the question of acidity and alkalinity. The bicarbonate is actually the best agent to instantly alkalize tissues. So when you spray the bicarbonate on cancer tumors, which you would need to do either intravenously or different catheters, depending on where the cancers are, it has an almost immediate effect of reducing and shrinking the cancers.
Mm-hmm.
We could spend hours just talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
What I like to present to people as far as like a global concept when we look at survival medicine is I've had this this concept like a dashboard of driving a car. There are certain in survival medicine basic substances. Some of them I've taken right out of the emergency room. In fact, three of them are right out of the emergency room and the intensive care wards. That these are substances that everybody should have in their homes and like a dashboard for different situations, whether we talk about radiation, whether we talk about treating our water. You might want to make pure distilled water. Well, what do you treat the water with to make it alkaline? What do you want to control, destroy cancer colonies? Or you want to clean your mouth? These same substances are very basic, and they are the magnesium chloride, the transdermal magnesium chloride that we're talking about in the book, which is required reading for the survival medicine course. Then we have the ALA, the alpha lipoic acid we're talking about. We have sodium bicarbonate. And we have iodine as my four core, we could call them super medicinal substances, essential items for any kind of a medicine cabinet. With these four substances, we can literally do medical miracles. I mean...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It fits in perfectly to this concept that you're talking about. We are now, everybody on this planet is poisoned.
Mm-hmm.
We're all poisoned. It's raining mercury. The radiation levels are going up because the American government thinks it's a fine idea to explode nuclear weapons in Iraq, Afghanistan, off the shores, and in, I mean...
They do it.
And they do it.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to come back on the break, and we're going to pick up on this subject that we're talking about right now. Very important.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and this is August 12, 2007. And we have as our guest Dr. Mark Serkis, and an orthomolecular doctor. We went very quickly over the sodium bicarbonate and the fact that you mentioned that we could talk about that for hours. But the whole thing is, in your opinion, what is the sodium bicarbonate protocol? For cancer, what is your view on that?
Okay,
I mean, how does it work? So the audience understands your thinking.
All right, let me just back off just one second for that. In the same way I found the magnesium chloride, I read an essay about from an interview with Dr. Simoncini about the bicarbonate. And then about treating cancer, and the article was actually about also treating candida.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But then about 2 weeks later, I read from the U.S. Army manual that sodium bicarbonate was indicated for the treatment of radiation poisoning because it protected the kidneys.
That's true, yeah.
When I read that, it was like an explosion in my head.
Mm-hmm. We used to use that in military medicine, yeah.
Right. So it was just a revelation, and then I went running back and contacted Dr. Simoncini and started investigating, and I probably now have assembled the most complete information on sodium bicarbonate anywhere in the world, which will be published in Survival Medicine. And basically, his protocol for cancer is sodium bicarbonate, and for skin cancer and breast cancer, it's the iodine. My protocol for cancer, and I'm just talking about the core.
Yeah.
Because Survival Medicine has many other things we wouldn't even have time to talk about today. But the core is sodium bicarbonate, magnesium chloride, and iodine. They're three together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was just talking to Dr. Simoncini yesterday. And the concept that, is to catch the cancer in a crossfire, in a concentrated nutritional crossfire in which the cancer colonies cannot exist.
Mm-hmm.
Now the reason, when I first ran across him, he was basically saying that cancer is a fungus. Cancer is a fungal infection. And is basically candida in one of its many forms. And I started my research on sodium bicarbonate without even paying too much attention to that aspect of his work. I stuck with the actual pharmaceutical properties of bicarbonate and the reason why it works, and all the different ways it can be used in the emergency room and in intensive care wards. And then afterwards, I did my research and writing on basically the concept of cancer. First of all, what they've been telling us for 100 years hasn't made any difference. It's a wrong theory, and the proof of that is they haven't had any results from following the wrong theory. Dr. Simoncini comes along and says cancer is a fungus, is a late stage infection. And through everything I've researched these past months, I have actually now have no doubt about it. What the Western medical establishment likes everybody to believe is that the fungal infections that accompany cancer, they like to say it comes with the treatment, when you give chemotherapy, when tissues are decaying, when tissues, wherever they are in the body, are not healthy, it starts a decay process. And when the cells are poisoned, which they are, by mercury and lead and the chloramines and the chlorine, and we can go on, I could spend an hour listing all the different poisons that we have to deal with in our body. These poisons, one of the effects, especially the lack of magnesium, creates a more rigid cell wall, so nutrition can't get in and poisons can't get out. So we have a decaying cell situation. So what happens? You have decay in any kind of biological life, or decay in the refrigerator when it gets unplugged and electricity goes off. You start a process of infection. You have the viruses and the bacteria, and then the late stage infections are more into the yeasts and molds and the candida. So cancer, by definition, is inseparable from the infection that accompanies it,
mm-hmm.
which are these funguses and yeasts. And the bicarbonate offers a quick kill.
Quick kill.
So the iodine, on the other hand, the iodine is a very special substance. They use it by the gallon in the emergency rooms, in the hospitals. You couldn't go into a hospital anymore. They didn't have iodine because it would be, even with the iodine, things are so bad now as far as infections and antibiotic resistant strains of bacteria. Iodine is also a knockout blow to any single cell life, to viruses, bacteria, and fungal infections.
Mm-hmm. When we come back at the other end of the break, we're going to, if we may, continue this theme of cancer as a fungus infection and see what we can discuss on the genetic side. Just a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, August 12, 2007, and we have Dr. Mark Serkis with us today, and orthomolecular doctor. We're pursuing a theme of cancer as a fungus infection, and I wanted to, on the use of sodium bicarbonate and probably the use of other compounds with sodium bicarbonate, but the whole thing comes down to the fact that I have a question, doctor, about the genetic code for cancer, of which there are around the world there are biobanks being collected of people's genes to be put into what are called gene protocols to determine which signal is being given for which disease. And then the theme is that there'll be genetic therapy if the right gene is found for particularly for cancer, of which there are many thousands of cancers, as you know. But the idea that it's a fungus infection can be intriguing for the uninitiated. And there are a lot of people out here who think that mycoplasmas may be the cause of cancer as well. So I just want to put that into the mix here of the discussion. And also, there's a whole theory of cell death, the apoptosis, and then, of course, there's the P53 gene, of which I've talked a lot about how chloramine signals then for the emanation of the eight forms of the AIDS viruses. The HIV is really eight viruses in one. And so there's all kinds of fungal infections that come from that, which I have to know a lot about. So let's kick that off, that cancer is a fungus, and see where we can go with this on the terms of sodium bicarbonate, because this is definitely a theme that a lot of people are just not familiar with hearing. Go ahead.
It's a little complicated, but in four words or less, Candida not only causes cancer, it is the cancer. It's let me comment also. I didn't comment before on Codex, and the whole medical establishment and all this research. They've spent 40, 50, I don't know how many billions of dollars on cancer research, and the best they can come up with is let's use treatments that cause cancer to cure cancer. Now this is insane. This is insane. Cause cancer to cure cancer. Let's use radiation, which is the death principle itself, or chemotherapy, which comes all the way back to World War I and mustard gas technology. These are poisons. They're trying to poison. Their theory is that because these are human cells that are going crazy genetically, we got to kill them. But since they're human cells, we're also going to kill the person at the same time, because we have to kill part of the person to kill the cancer.
Yeah, that's the way it's been for years.
Yeah, so this is insane. So just about everything that's going to come out, and these are the same people in the same medical establishment that think it's very fine to put, as you say, poisons in the food, Codex, which is a plot by the pharmaceutical interests and to poison the food supply. These people, if you want to die quick, suffer and die as quick as possible, pay attention to the Western medical establishment and everything they say and want you to believe, and you surely will have a more miserable life and end your life, you know, in total suffering and premature death. This is their paradigm. We could talk about that also for a long time, but it's terrible. It's terrible.
Yeah.
The bottom line for cancer, they have not found the answer. They don't have the answer. So the best they can do is try to kill you and hope what they do is extend your life a few months, maybe. Maybe. They don't have a cancer cure. They don't cure people of cancer. People, yes, have remissions, and poisons do have very strange effects. My whole paradigm is I don't endorse the bottom line in allopathic medicine is it goes back 500 years. Is a dose makes the poison. This is their basic philosophy, that if you only use a little bit of poison, it's a good thing, because you're going to have a certain effect.
Well, the thing about the medical profession, though, Mark, has been that this has been their theme on how to justify putting in poisons in the food and water, saying, well, a little bit of poison won't hurt you. And the key phrase is there's no substantial adverse effect, and therefore we continue to use it. And, of course, I am vigorously objecting to that legally, engineeringly, and any other form of veeringly, that this is medical malpractice to make a decision to put something into our food and water, and it should be a federal offense, which is why I've started the national movement for the grand jury of science and technology, We have a civil grand jury. We have a criminal grand jury, but we don't have a grand jury system for the 21st century. And you take this whole FDA practice on dietary supplements. They made their ruling. It was on July 16th. They made their ruling to change the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act of 1994 and to have it that that the drug companies that are involved with dietary supplements will have to report adverse effects. And this will open up for law cases. All the new rules that went into effect and were putting in is they want to have production and manufacture labeling and storage, all these requirements to be reported to the FDA and have these compliance deadlines put into effect in June of 2008, and which is really the death knell for dietary supplements as we know them today. And so I'm fighting this, and this is a new tort law area which will open up, and the dietary supplement companies, in my opinion, will not be in existence. I'm making this brash claim, and I hope that I'm wrong, but they won't be the same as we know them today by the year 2010. And that's when they want to eliminate the whole concept of dietary supplements being sold over the counter in the first place. And they want them having on prescription. So if you take cancer patients who are dependent on their drugs, and they are, they take their chemotherapy drugs religiously, they line up, you can see them in the hospitals by the hundreds, not dozens, by the hundreds. And they come in and they want their drugs. And they say, well, you know, you're getting a little bit of poison, and so that takes care of it. But they're not thinking when they make that statement about homeopathies or any of this other form of alternate medicine. And then on top of it, Mark, the whole alternative medicine system doesn't have a code that is respectable for the insurance companies to pay for any of it. So, and this is being debated when the Congress comes back from their break. They're going to be discussing how to even eliminate it further, you know, not to have any of these alternate systems. So this is why this is why I think your you know, your work is important, because we're involved in real-world concepts of how the government wants to control the idea. Sodium bicarbonate's on the list, by the way, of one of the items that the FDA wants to have a tort class action opening for attorneys to sue on. I mean, how can you go wrong manufacturing sodium bicarbonate? You know?
They obviously, these people have no limits to their insanity, and it's staggering to the heart, it's staggering to the imagination. And this, the Codex, this whole movement has been going on for 40 years. They've been moving in this direction, and now they're trying to go in for the kill. And it's worse than the worst horror film we've ever watched. It's worse than that. And one of the reasons I do really feel good about my work with, like, sodium bicarbonate, iodine, magnesium chloride, ALA, is that these are the last items that they're going to be able to control. Iodine, for instance, they just passed a control, the DEA just passed new regulations controlling the 7% iodine solutions, because it's used by people who are making speed, the drug dealers, so they can control that.
That's right.
Sodium bicarbonate, they were, one of the states, I think Missouri, they were talking about trying to control it, because also it's used in, I think, in cocaine manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
So they could find an excuse to control everything. So,
yeah, there are some, you're absolutely right. There are some states where you cannot buy iodine off the shelf. I mean, you have to buy it over in the pharmacy section, and you have to sign your name for it. And the two items, you're absolutely right. One was Benadryl, and And they had the acetophenidine phenols, and that you have to sign for, and then iodine. And then there's a magnesium product, which is not related to magnesium chloride, but there's another magnesium product that you have to sign for. So the whole process of this is the lifestyles that people pick up on and want to work with. One of the things, and it's very serious. It affects everybody. I want to get back to this whole thing though about this whole issue about is there an intent by you to have sodium bicarbonate as the use of other substances? Are you using something else with the sodium bicarbonate to have a remission of cancer? I mean, are you using something else?
Well, I have a whole protocol, but the Dr. Tullio Simoncini, his basic protocol is using the bicarbonate. He uses it through intravenous, through catheters, is spraying bringing the bicarbonate as close as you can to the tumor, and applying it. As I said, for cancer, for skin cancer, he uses the iodine. Like on a breast cancer or skin cancer, you brush. This is very important information, and every woman in the world should go out and buy the best iodine possible. All iodines are not created equal. The 7% solution, which you really need for the transdermal application, is very difficult to find. And then even in a 1% solution, there are different types. The stuff you can buy in the pharmacy is toxic. You can't drink it. It's only for topical. I want to mention there's a specific type of iodine, which is in the atomic state. The iodine is the molecules are broken down into individual atoms. You can drink it in the 1% solution, in the 7% solution. You apply it to the skin. The problem with using topical iodine is it evaporates very quickly. So you have to paint it, you know, like with breast cancer, like apply it 20 times, you know, in the course of 10 minutes and really soak the tissues. There's a site I'd like to give it out. It's http://// Magnascent, MAGNASCENT.com.
Would you spell that again, doctor? Again? M A what?
MAG. NASCENT.
CENT, okay.
Now, this is a gentleman who's making this atomic form of iodine, and he's also in contact with DEA, the federal drug people, and he's getting a license to produce the 7%.
Mm-hmm.
He's going through all the trouble. Very few companies are going to do that. This iodine, the 1% solution, when you drink it, It's the most amazing thing in the world. It's really next to the magnesium chloride. The iodine is just amazing. We could go 2 hours and talk about that. The body just takes it in such a form, so instantly. And we talk about, and as, you know, you're a water expert, and why iodine is so important, not only for treating skin cancer. But iodine, the fluoride in the water, for instance, iodine is something also very deficient in people. When the thyroid doesn't have the iodine, what goes flowing into the thyroid is the fluoride, because it's a halogen, and
that's
the bromide.
That's right.
So very few people know that iodine, beside being the most ancient antioxidant there is in biological life, because, that's another subject, but the minute you start taking iodine, especially in this form, you start chelating the mercury, the fluoride, and the bromide, and the rocket fuel that's in about 40 different states.
That's the perchlorate, yeah.
Because these are all in the same, halogens, are all in the same in the chemical chart.
Do you know that, Mark, I'll tell you, Mark, they had nine medical school deans on C-SPAN directly against me as part of the group and actually work at it, because I made the comment that follicular thyroid cancer was caused by perchlorate, and that they came on C-SPAN and said, well, it's eliminated in the body in 9 days. Now, that is absolutely absurd. They had to pull out medical school deans in order to go against me. And I can tell you right now, I can tell you right now that follicular thyroid cancer is caused by perchlorate. You can look at the biopsy pathology slides made from the wax containers, and there are a lot of people who have been affected by this, and they absolutely deny the effect of iodine. They will not go with it. I mean, that was a lot of firepower that went against me on that, and I beat them at it, because there's no way that you can eliminate the concept of the perchlorate system through the kidney without having kidney failure, number one, and number two, you cannot develop a kidney functioning based upon the enzymes that are necessary for the glomeruli to work, which are the little tubules in there. And on top of that, the hemodialysis patients are being absolutely harmed by the use of chloramine in the water, which carries the perchlorate in it as a track, and that goes into the hemodialysis units. So you're saying something really important. We'll come back and have your last time.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Career Pathways, August 12, 2007, and we have Dr. Mark Serkis as our guest. Mark, this is the last 5 minutes of the show, and I'd like to have you give the audience as to where they can buy your book and what your website is and how else they can get in contact with you.
Okay. First, my main site is www.imva.info, which is the International Medical Veritas Association. That's www.imva.info. There's a navigation bar at the top of the site, which goes to my other sites. I have a site on the called Magnesium for Life, which has a lot of the information about the on magnesium. You also where to order the book from my publisher. I have other sites. One is called Federation for Safe and Effective Medicine. I have another site, which is my clinic site. I have an online clinic, and we do provide online support for not only for patients, but for clinics who want to get on the bandwagon going into these very effective protocols with sodium bicarbonate and iodine and magnesium chloride. And my old site, which is called World Psychology, is also linked there, and it's a compilation of about 10 different sites. Some of my work, I have a book called Heart Health, which is about emotional medicine. Even though I'm talking about the physical aspects of disease, even with cancer, I agree with Dr. Hammer in Europe about emotional shocks, creating the downhill, being an integral part of the whole process. I'd like to mention also, like in the iodine, this atomic form is crucial for detoxification and chelation. This whole thing we've been talking about today about our bodies being factories for processing poisons. A lot of my work in the past has been with chelation and detoxification, using natural things like sodium thiosulfate and clays. One of my favorite products is from Scientific Formulas. I think it's www.scienceformulas.com. I use their product as the ALA delivery system. It's the best chelation formula, natural chelation formula using it's the only one that uses ALA, Coentro, and Corella. I love spirulina as a superfood. Very soon on this, I suggest everybody sign up from the IMVA site for my medical news commentaries, which I publish just about every week. I'll be publishing a lot more about the cancer. My survival medical book, Survival Medicine for the 21st Century, will be available September 1st, approximately 1,500 pages as an online HTML. A beautiful formatted type of ebook where you can follow the references and listen to the videos, and that'll be available. Right now I'm offering it to my readers at a pre-publishing discounted price. What else can I say?
Yeah, well, I would like to have you back on again, and it's been an honor to talk with you. And I'm in the front line, and so are you, and it's really been an honor. We're going to have you back, and after you get the book out, and then we'll get to another audience. Thank you very much, Mark.
Thank you very much, Wynn.
Right. God bless America out there for Parker Pathway listeners. Liberty and justice for all, and make sure that you follow some of the advice that we have here on Parker Pathways. You won't go wrong. And support RBN. For all its very good work. And thank you very much, audience, for being here and for all of your comments and emails. Bye-bye until next Parker Pathways. It's true.